Exponential growth in infection rates in parts of Donegal and concern that other counties could also be heading for level 3 restrictions. The continuing spread of COVID-19 is causing alarm on both sides of the border. The acting chief medical officer will discuss the pandemic today with his Northern Ireland counterpart, focusing on ways to reduce cross-border movement, which has been identified as at least one factor contributing to the surge of infections in Donegal. In a moment, we'll be talking to a Lifford-based GP and hearing from the town of Stranorlar at the centre of this outbreak. But first, here's Taoiseach Micheál Martin outlining how County Donegal now has the highest rate of COVID-19 in the country.
Over the last 7 days, Donegal's 7-day incidence rate of infection is more than anywhere else in the country. Clusters are growing throughout the county, and as one example, we've established tonight that in one local district area, Stranorlar LEA, we're looking at an infection rate of 336 per 100,000. With those sorts of numbers, we clearly have no choice other than to act, and act decisively.
Taoiseach speaking last evening. We can talk now to Connie Duffy, a senior journalist with the Donegal Democrat, and to Dr. Paul Armstrong, who's a Lifford-based GP. Thank you both for talking to us this morning. Dr. Armstrong, perhaps I can come first to you. I mean, not only are the numbers, as we speak, alarmingly high for infection rates in Donegal, but they've grown very rapidly in a very short period of time. Has that been evident to you in your practice?
Good morning, Brian. Well, yes, we're certainly seeing that. It was 2 weeks ago today, I think, that we took the first phone call from a patient who was concerned about their symptoms. And they were triaged, and they met the criteria for testing and were sent for testing. And the same, within about 24 hours, we had two other patients who had symptoms and became positive. Now, the three appeared to be separate. Two of them may have subsequently been linked. But since that, yes, we have seen significant numbers of people who have developed symptoms or been very close contacts with people who have had symptoms and who have been positive.
And across the age ranges, are you seeing again this pattern that's been reported nationally of younger people being more likely to come forward as needing testing and proving positive?
Yes, that is our experience. Initially, in the March-April period, we were seeing the older and more vulnerable people who were being infected, but this time it's definitely the younger age group. Of our numbers, about 60% are in the 20 to 40 age group. These are the people who are working and travelling and mixing. The small number of teenagers, some numbers over 40, but there have been four over 70 in our practice alone. Now, fortunately, this time, again, along with the national and international picture, the older, more vulnerable people are not getting it in significant numbers so far.
Connie Duffy in Stranorlar, we heard there the Taoiseach giving the latest figures for the Stranorlar electoral area, 336 per 100,000, the 14-day rate. That's an extraordinary figure. What are people making of it there?
Yeah, there's a general feeling here, Brian, that it's shoulder to the wheel time. I suppose it's best maybe to clarify one thing you mentioned about Stranorlar. It's the Stranorlar Municipal District, or what would have been called the electoral area. Mm. It's a large area. It stretches from outside Derry in a village called St. Johnson right up to Glenfinn in the start of the Gaeltacht. So it's not confined to one particular town of Stranorlar. It's the whole sort of general area. Mm. But generally speaking, people were being put on guard that something was going to happen, but I suppose yesterday's announcement about this particular area in Donegal in general was a bolt out of the blue for everyone.
So in one sense, people not taken by surprise. There was an awareness the numbers were rising, but just the scale of the increase.
Absolutely. I mean, over the last number of months, really, we've, because of the beauty of the county, we've attracted so many staycationers, for want of a better word, and they've been very evident all over the county, and in particular, sort of the seaside towns and the various visitor attractions, plus the fact, like, we share a border with Northern Ireland, and inevitably, like, you know, come holiday time, come day tripping time, you'll have a vast number of northern visitors coming across here on a regular basis. Like 93% of our entire land border is with Northern Ireland, so we've had an unchecked, shall we say, population drifting over and back all the time. Mm. Plus the fact you have generally have 99% of people that I've come across are generally adhering to all the rules and the conditions. Now you'll have your people who don't believe in this, and like there was a protest gathering, shall we say, organised for Letta Kenny this Saturday, involving these people, the anti-mask crowd. I don't know if it's going ahead or not. I've doubted very much, but generally speaking, people have been very, very conscious of doing the right thing.
I mean, Dr. Armstrong, not only do people travel from Northern Ireland into Donegal for holidays, there's regular movement backwards and forwards. People working in one jurisdiction and living in another. Students travelling backwards and forwards at all levels. So, as you were looking at the figures for Derry and the rising numbers there, I suppose you could also expect that that would begin to feed through in what you would see in Donegal as well.
Absolutely, the people do move and over and back in both directions for all kinds of reasons. We had a previous experience in the country where three counties together had restrictions, Kildare, Offaly and Laois, I think. And our county boundaries are quite arbitrary, going back to 1500, so they sometimes don't follow logical geographical areas. Donegal, Derry and Tyrone are might be separated by the Foyle, but they're joined at the hip, and people move and work across it all the time.
So when it comes then to testing and tracing contacts of a confirmed case, is that an issue? That is the border an issue in relation to that? Are you able to cross the border to carry out those tests?
Not as far as I'm aware of. No, you're not. Obviously, the contact tracing is challenging. The people who are doing it have a significant workload in trying to get through the numbers, particularly where you get a cluster or a group, that, as has happened in our area. So sometimes contact tracing is quite difficult, and people then end up contacting their GP to try and get to see what to do, to get advice, or to see whether a test needs to be arranged. So, and certainly, we're not aware of any coordinated cross-border contact tracing.
Yeah. So, Connie Duffy, talk today of trying to reduce or in some way limit cross-border movement. Is that realistic? Is that something that would be supported by people in Donegal? What's your take on that?
Well, realistic, no, definitely not, because there's numerous border crossings that operate between Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, and Fermanagh, you have to remember, comes into the equation for the south of the county. So realistically, it would be a drastic step to take. I suppose everyone is watching to see what the outcome of the talks between the Taoiseach and the First Minister might generate. Hopefully common sense will prevail, but it's going to take a massive effort on everyone's behalf, because anecdotally we're hearing stories, like Paula said, about younger people being affected and maybe not taking the responsibility as seriously as we would like them to take it. We've heard different stories of gatherings and stuff like that there. But as regards stopping the flow across the border, it would take an earthquake.
Your message, Paul Armstrong, to people across Donegal and across the Northwest?
Well, I think we stick to the public health message, you know, which is, to be careful with your contacts. One thing we are finding is that even if we do a test on somebody and we advise them, look, you need to isolate, and then you ring them with the result, sometimes a positive result, and they say to you, hold on, I'm in the car, I just wait till I pull in, and they tell you I'm on the way to the garage to get the car serviced, or I'm on the way to school with the kids, while they're waiting for the test results. And in fairness, the results come back very promptly. It's not like it's something in general that takes a long time. So people just need to remember the kind of basic rules about washing well, gelling well, masking well, and keeping their distance, the old bumper sticker thing. Just watch your contacts. That's the secret to this.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Paul Armstrong in Lifford, thank you, and thanks also to Connie Duffy from the Donegal Democrat, joining us from Estrenall.